We're just here, mate.
There you go.
You got that. Ethan.
All right, okay. Nice to meet you. Congratulations on the loss. How do you sort of assess that?
Yeah, look, I think really disappointing, particularly from a batting perspective. I certainly found that a good wicket for us coming here, knowing that the Hurricanes have been under pressure with the bat as well, probably not too dissimilar to us, losing wickets in clumps and lacking solid partnerships. So we wanted to post a big total, and every batter that came back said that wicket was really good to bat on. So I think that's, with that communication coming back to only score 135 is very disappointing, and it's probably a 160, 170 wicket from the way it played. And you know, if we got to that total, sure, it's a different situation, but it could be a completely different game there. And you know, full credit to Tim David and the way he played and batted through like that. I thought we gave it a really proud and good effort with the ball to get ourselves somewhere close, but we're massively 40 runs short, I think.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the, with the ball stuff. You know, with the ball, you guys, you know, bowled really well early, and Daniel Sanders in particular was pretty good. Do you take some positives out of that?
100%. Yeah, 100%. I think that's been a consistent factor in 11 games now of bowling. It's been very good every game. Guys have been standing up at different times, and Samsy today was spectacular. It's a pity that we've had such low totals for our bowlers to try and defend that we haven't seen a lot of it. And I thought the way he bowled today up front and through the middle was spectacular. And he's our strike weapon and wicket taker. And unfortunately, he's not scoring enough runs to allow all our bowlers to get in the game and allow us to get in the game as well.
Yeah, what do you sort of put that down to? I mean, throughout batting throughout the tournament, has that sort of been maybe a bit of a recurring theme with 20 or 30 shorts?
Yeah, it's certainly been, we've either been really good or really poor. And it's that level of consistency that needs to be there. Ollie Davies has been consistent in scoring runs, and then probably just lacks one or two batters to go with him at the moment. Happened certainly up in last game with his 50 standalone, and today his 40 standalone. And unfortunately, Cutsy and I put on some runs at the end to get us up to 130, but yeah, we certainly need guys in the top five getting the job done. You get two guys to bat for a long time, build a partnership, particularly on a ground like this where the wicket's good and you get great value for shots.
Yeah, and just lastly, there was a bit of chat at the halfway point of the Hurricanes innings between you and Wadey. What was sort of the go there?
Yeah, look, there's nothing untoward about it. We're both passionate and competitive on the field, and you know, trying to gain a win for our team as captains as well in this game. So there's nothing personal said and nothing sort of held away from it. But, you know, for us, for me personally, knowing that we're 30 short, for him knowing that it's a big game going into finals as well. We're both playing with a lot of emotion, trying to lead our team, respective teams forward.
So shake hands a little bit afterwards?
Yeah, definitely. We had a chat after the game, and nothing's taken away from it. And, yeah, we move forward, and and when I'm playing next, I'm sure we'll be as competitive as ever. And if it happens again, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So there's nothing, as I said, there's nothing. I walk away with no ill feeling towards him or anyone.
I'm all good if you want.
Chris, your message for the team with only three games left?
Yeah, look, I don't think it's time to kick the can and drag our feet or drop our heads. I think we know what we need to do now to lift. I think, as I said, our bowling's been consistent all through the tournament. Everyone's bowling well, and I think we just need to try and extend our innings a little bit more. We've had, you know, consistently four down before that 10 over, or even earlier before the 6 over, losing two or three wickets in South of Pipeline. And it's not about going into our shells at this stage, but I just think we need a little bit more communication. And when we're talking about behind the scenes, it's just about now executing on the field. Because we need it to go into our last three games, they're big games and against good opposition.
And just Ollie Davies, his impact over the last, well, this season.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. I think probably comments made about Ollie in the past is his level of consistency. He's certainly got all the shots, and I think for this season, watching Ollie turn up time and time again and use this rich vein of form, I'm very happy for him, and it's great to see him go from strength to strength as this tournament goes deeper. And you know, the last two games without him, we'd be struggling and to score 100 runs.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, cheers, Chris.
Thanks, mate.